t-shirt, and I had been wearing that around the apartment with a hoodie. So I was just like, all right, fucking slip on some fucking sneakers and run on the street to send the Christmas cards. So I was like, okay, done. That was it. Didn't feel the need to dress up or anything. So anyways, when are you ready to start recording?
It's already started recording.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, then we better get started. Yeah. Otherwise, we're wasting tape here. So
you're aware how digital recording works, aren't you?
Nope. Not at all. Fucking just gnomes and fairies all in there. Fucking
hang on,
no
idea. Let me change my tape.
You mean smoke some more weed? Is that what you mean? Is that what you mean?
That doesn't sound like me at all. It doesn't sound like me at all.
You're killing us. You're destroying this show and you're ripping us apart.
Oh, you're just jealous.
With your drug... I am very jealous, you motherfucker. So, what are you doing for Christmas? Now, because you gotta remember this, we may be recording this early. I'm sorry, I'm breaking the fourth wall there, but this is gonna go up on the 24th.
Yeah.
So, everybody's sitting around the fire. Happy fucking Hanukkah and everything. We missed that last week. But
it started on the 11th. Yeah, so we're still in Hanukkah.
No, we're not. It's the 24th right now.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I
forgot about the time travel. I forgot about the time travel.
That's right. Well, that's because you missed fucking... Well, you'd think with the smoke and the weed, you'd fucking understand the time travel, but I guess not. So, fucking asshole. Anyways... We're on Christmas Eve, motherfucker. So yeah. what does Ryan do for Christmas?
Well, last week on Friday, I went to my aunt's place for Christmas because my cousins will be out of town, and she'll be up north or something. I don't know. She'll be somewhere. So we figured we'll get that side of the family done early. So we're going there for cocktails.
Nice.
Because that's how my family rolls. And then driving home. So yeah, that's what's happening. And then we have a gift exchange. So we each draw a name and buy each person one person a gift. I'm sure I will have bought the gift for the person I have to buy now by the 18th.
Oh, hopefully,
because I'm not an asshole, it'll probably make that happen. But
we're both pretty terrible at Christmas, aren't we?
No, like, I made an Amazon order like the beginning of the month. That's all in. It's just this one other gift I have to get. We're done. Like Michelle and I are, we split a gift. So tomorrow I will be opening the Lego Taj Mahal, which is 6,000 pieces and like 3 feet square and $400.
What?
So we bought it for each other. So we each only spent, $400. So we each only spent $200. But,
dear God.
But yeah, it basically the same size box called an LCD TV, and the same size box would be about the same price.
What the fuck are we gonna do with you?
So that's what Michelle and I are doing. Tomorrow I'll be going to my parents in the morning and have French toast and open presents and stocking stuff. Usually we would go to my aunt's. I think we're just going to have dinner at my parents' house. I assume.
Yeah.
I guess I'll find out. Hopefully Michelle will drive. Because I like to drink.
Because apparently, if you're not drunk on Christmas, you're doing it wrong. That's what I was told last week.
Well, last year, we were up at the cottage for Christmas. So we went up Christmas Eve, I guess, and did a small gift exchange and then drank until 3 and then went to bed and then woke up.
Nice.
And had breakfast.
Real nice.
And yeah, so we were treated to drunken relatives and... my cousin making assorted strange and interesting cocktails. It was good times, and that's the way I like to celebrate Christmas, is intoxicated. Man. For the most part. Well, I like to celebrate most things intoxicated.
Well, no, I knew that, you fucking lush. But I mean, you have the family to do it with, that's what I'm saying. Like, with our family, I gotta keep kind of straight, because, like, I mean, I think maybe 1 year I might have gotten fucking a little bit ripped and a little bit tore up, but, for the most part, I pretty much stay sober for everything. You know, New Year's is a little bit different, but for the most part, everything else, like Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that kind of shit. I'm pretty much trying to stay sober because most of the time I'm helping out in the kitchen with my mom and that kind of shit because nobody fucking helps her, you know, so it's just fucking me and her. So, you know, whatever. I just wanted to get a good picture of what it was like in Canada because I imagine, like, the fucking woodland critters come out and, like, they, you know, all that fucking, it snows and it's very beautiful and, you know, picturesque and all that kind of shit. Whereas in New Jersey, it's sort of like picturesque. It really is.
Okay, well, to be fair, last year
angels come down and sing and shit and everything. And in New Jersey, it's just like traffic and angry family. That's all I got. So
look, first last year, yes, we were at a cottage in the woods up north. So yes, last year I have to admit you were right. But like you realize I live in a city, correct? Like I'm not fucking. I have train tracks rattling by
all day. No. You live in a Canadian city. There's a big fucking difference.
Where I live and where you currently live are just as clean and just as, like, if anything, mine's slightly more unsavory.
No way.
Than where you live right now, based on my limited experience.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It is very white around here.
I mean, if I went down into fucking Newark or something, it's a different story. But, yeah, like...
I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist, but that's the truth. I'm serious. That's the fucking truth about New Jersey.
It's like, fairly affluent where you are. You can just say affluent and it doesn't matter what color they are.
Really? Well, there you go. Even better. Yes, it's fairly affluent. It's enough that the rent is a motherfucker to pay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, like, all right. I get you. Fuck it. Well, whatever. But still, you guys will probably have snow on Christmas. We won't just have fucking, like, greasy slush at best. So
we will have snow, but that's just because we live in a fucking polar wasteland.
Yes.
No, I'm sick and fucking tired of winter. If I could never have winter again, I would. No, maybe not never again. If I could visit winter and existed, but I don't need to live through winter the entire season anymore.
But see, I thought the same thing until Rachel explained that when they put up their decorations, she's usually in like a tank top and shorts in Texas.
That's why I can visit winter for Christmas. I'll come up to Montreal for Christmas, see the snow, all the good stuff, then go back to fucking, I don't know, California, Vancouver, and then be fine.
My point was not that like it's okay to you have to visit during Christmas because of the, you know, like, oh, it's got to be, you know, like white Christmas. I don't give a fuck what it's like for Christmas. If it's 80 degrees, fucking yay, you know, I don't give a shit. I'm just saying that I don't want to live anywhere where it's warm because it kind of seems like everybody has staked their claim on that area. Like, at least in New Jersey, it's sort of like, whatever, yeah, the fucking weather sucks here during the winter, but like I know it here and fucking I'm very territorial. You know, it seems kind of like I wouldn't want to go to fucking live in Texas because it's fucking weird. So, yeah, it's warm, but I don't know. I don't know. If we could go to like a fucking, like, you and me and a couple other people fucking hanging out like Caribbean Island for fucking, or like Cuba, you know, for Christmas. Oh, yeah, Cuba. Fuck yeah. That would be fucking amazing. I would love that, but
I miss Cuba.
It takes me more than Texas to want to leave New Jersey, like, for an extended period of time. So to visit, yeah, but I'm, like I said, I'm maybe the opposite. I'm fine with winter. I would love to be able to get the fuck out of here every once in a while when I've had enough, you know, take a vacation and shit, but beyond that, fuck it, whatever. So, but anyways, we're supposed to be talking about Christmas. So, we are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way. I have my list here, but beyond that. Now, what's the deal with Colombian Christmas here?
Okay, there's a new show this season called Modern Family. And Ed O'Neill, I think it's Ted Bundy from Married with Children, married to Sofia Vergara. A lovely Colombian woman.
Who is smoking hot.
Yes.
Yes.
And has her son from another marriage, so they're living together. And the Christmas episode was these two Colombian people talking about Colombia and all the crazy shit they do and how it's like April Fool's and how they shoot off fireworks and how they have deep-fried cheese fritters and all that stuff. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. It's a comedy. It's sort of Arrested Development-esque. This is probably all fucking made up. However, I fire up Wikipedia, which is the document of record, and
But you do know by checking Wikipedia after the show.
No, I checked the edits. I actually went to make sure that this wasn't the case. I went to the history.
Oh,
I went back
right,
and
okay.
saw when it was. So it was this predates Modern Family.
Okay, all right.
I know how the internet works.
I know you do. Quite possibly way better than I do, but I'm just saying.
So aside, the changes are as follows. Instead of Santa bringing your presents, it's baby Jesus.
No, wait, not normal Jesus.
Presents,
baby
I'm reading
Jesus.
From Wikipedia right now. Presents are brought to you by El Niño Jesus, baby Jesus, instead of Papa Noel, Santa Claus.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
It's because apparently because the church is much bigger deal in Colombia, which is true as far as I know. So they pushed Jesus
that.
And brought back St. Nicholas, who we may talk about later.
I can understand that. I for a second there, I wanted to comment how unrealistic it was that baby Jesus could lug a bunch of presents around until my brain quickly said, shut your mouth, because obvious reasons.
He actually
Jesus
made that joke.
Not as capable.
They made that exact joke in Modern Family about how could baby Jesus carry the gifts and who would you sit on his lap and how on the walls you'd squish him and all that stuff. The other thing they do is apparently pull pranks and shout "Inocentes" for innocence, because it's the Day of the Innocents.
Wait, you pull pranks?
You pull
on the
pranks
innocence.
On Christmas?
Wouldn't this be the thing that wait on Christmas? Wouldn't it be that the innocents should pull pranks on the bad people?
I'm telling you what I learned from television and Wikipedia.
Mother
I don't know why this
right.
is. You understand why I doubted this being true? Like it sounds absurd and ridiculous.
I agree. I was reading, like I said, I have my own shit, and yes, it does.
But
our shit sounds pretty absurd too. When you think
about it.
It's just different shit. That's all. So,
they also had what sounded delicious, which were these deep fried cheese frittatas.
Fuck yeah, I could go with that. Yeah,
you
way better
off.
Than fucking ham on fucking. I hate ham. Fuck ham. Ham is not what you serve on a holiday.
Actually,
fuck
come to
ham.
Think of it, sometimes my mom does make deep-fried Parmesan cheese balls for appetizers.
Fuck yeah.
you also shoot off fireworks, which
why
I'm always
fuck?
For.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently instead of Christmas Day being... I mean, even here, some people, it's Christmas Eve is the big day, and they have dinner and go to church. And it seems to be religious people mostly. Whereas us secular people, it tends to be Christmas Day, presents, rip and tear. In Colombia, who are seemingly, according to Wikipedia, more devout than we are, they go to Mass and stay up late and have a midnight party of Christmas Eve.
Cool.
And then Christmas Day is nothing special. So Colombia really sounds like a pretty awesome place to be at Christmas, aside from violence and shit that may be going down. But fireworks and pranking and fucking deep fried cheese, a-okay in my books.
We should really go on tour with this motherfucker because of
what
I
around
found
the world.
Out about. No, I'm serious. Of what I found out from the shit I was looking up to, of all the shit I was bringing to the table was, apparently in Europe, in many countries, they have St. Nicholas Day or you know, like the fucking. I don't have Wikipedia in front of me. I'm fucking sitting here with the mic in my hand, just fucking trying to remember everything I saw. But of what I remember, I think it's December 5th, something around there. You have St. Nicholas Day, or basically a day where St. Nick comes around and gives you presents. And he's nothing at all like our Santa Claus. He's, you know, thin guy, fucking Pope hat on. That whole thing. The particular guy, some of you may know from David Sedaris did what, 6 to 8 Black Men?
Yep.
Yeah. So and apparently you hadn't heard that before I sent it to you.
No.
So if any of you are listening to this and it's Christmas Eve, if you want a really good laugh, go to fucking YouTube or whatever. Just fucking punch into Google 6 to 8 Black Men and you will find a wonderful little essay you can read. Even better if you can find the audio recording. I know it's on fucking YouTube because that's how I sent it to Ryan. It's fucking wonderful. I love that. That may be my Christmas tradition. That every time since I've heard that, I've listened to that every Christmas because I fucking love it. And I don't listen to it all year, and I listen to it around Christmas because I remember how fucking ridiculous my people are, the Netherlands and Denmark and all that fucking Northern European shit that I'm from. Yeah, they're fucking ridiculous up there, especially because they have The 6 to 8 black men in particular are named Zwarte Piet, I believe is how it's pronounced, and that translates to Black Pete in English. And originally the idea was that there was Santa, or Saint Nick, and he's got his buddy that he kind of know, like he's kind of friends with, sorta, but the guy's black, as in like a white guy that wears blackface and the big red lips painted on and shit, and yeah, so there's one of them, and apparently he was the devil or something along those lines. So not only is it bad enough that it's a white guy in blackface running around before Christmas, but apparently he's also kind of the devil, and he punishes kids who do bad things. So it's like the good cop, bad cop of, you know, Saint Nick is the good cop, and Zwarte Piet, or Black Pete, as the bad cop. And I don't know, did I happen to send you any of this shit before we did this?
I'm laughing at how you say Zwarte Piet. It makes me laugh.
Am I pronouncing it even close to right?
I have no idea.
I'm reading it from the paper I printed out. I have my list of things that I printed out, and it's. I really should, as someone who has problems pronouncing things, I should listen to them pronounced online a couple of times and get it in my head and then say it. But instead of just like fucking reading it from the page, and with fucking apparently comical consequences. But yeah, so basically Netherlands, during World War II, somewhere around there, the one guy who was Santa's slave kind of dude, black of course slave, follows Santa around. They apparently during World War II needed more people, so instead of having one Pete, he had many Petes. So that's where the 6 to 8 black men come from, and that is the. Were you dying over there or something?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I just felt like. I heard. I was like, he fucking his head hit the mic and his head hit the desk and he's on the floor. What do? Run, basically.
I killed him.
Maybe I did with my because I feel very boring talking about this shit, because you need to go to Wikipedia and look these things up, because I can't fucking help you, because I'm telling you, Black Pete, very funny if you just see the picture, so unbelievably racist, so unbelievably awesome, just so good, and I can't possibly do a better job with it than David Sedaris, so yeah. Go look that up. But the one thing I have been loving. Prior to Black Pete this year was discovering the Krampus. See, I knew of the Krampus vaguely because of his guest appearance on the Christmas episode of The Venture Brothers.
Yeah,
where Brock Samson fights the Krampus. Yeah. But I never really thought about it. I never really put any thought into it. I was like, whatever. You know, like you said, with the Colombian shit. You know, you just figure whatever. It's something the producers of fucking or the writers from Venture Brothers made up. Fuck them, whatever. It's just something they made up. But no, the Krampus is very real. And please do yourself a favor and go look at the picture listed for the Krampus on Wikipedia. It is quite possibly better than anything I could say. Just like Zwarte Piet, better than anything I could say ever about the Krampus. But so fucking good. How awesome is it that instead of saying, like, you know, good kids get toys and bad kids get coal or nothing or whatever your fucking culture calls for, that instead the Krampus, this goat demon, is going to come around and fucking assault your children on the night before when Saint Nicholas comes around. That is fucking great. My sister is a little bitch. She is a spoiled brat. I am convinced if we had the Krampus in America, she would be set straight, because there's no way, there's fucking no way that you could see this goat, like, as a kid, like, their kids are afraid of fucking Santa Claus, you know, like, when they go take the kids to Santa, like, sit on Santa's lap at the fucking mall, and the kid's like, I don't want to sit on Santa's lap, he's scary. Fuck Santa. Santa is not scary. The Krampus is fucking scary. The Krampus is coming for you. If you're bad, the Krampus is going to find you, and it's going to shove you in a sack, and it's going to take you away, and I don't know, rape you or whatever the Krampus does. Nobody knows. Nobody really cares. But that goat demon is coming for you with a fucking vengeance. And Santa Claus is okay with it. That's the best part. He's fine with it. He's fucking happy. Get rid of your fucking treasonous ass. The camp of Santa Claus only deals with good boys. Boys and girls, you little bastard. If you just would have fucking shaped up a little bit and fucking been nice, fucking helping an old lady across the street, you would have been fucking Krampus food. But it's too late. You're fucking done. Shit's happening. This is it. It's it. See, like, I guess tonight, like, the equivalent would be, see, Krampus is like the European thing, but I guess if you translate it to America, right now, the Krampus would be out there fucking stalking the streets going after kids and shit. See what I'm saying? This is quite, just think about it for a while. Tomorrow, when you're sitting there and you're opening your presents from Santa Claus, think about all those little motherfuckers that you're like, God damn it, that kid doesn't deserve any presents. Krampus! Like, just fucking, yes! That's what I'm saying. I love the Krampus. That's my and apparently, especially because the Krampus is supposedly the precursor to the Grinch, and I love the fucking Grinch. So, like, the Grinch is awesome, but the Krampus, fucking so much more so. Oh, I fucking love the Krampus. Can't get enough of the Krampus.
I like how you used it as a verb. Wham! Krampus!
Well, that's what it is! That's why it's such a strong name, the Krampus. Like, you don't just, like, see a Krampus, you get Krampus. Like, that's what fucking happens, alright? You gotta understand that. You don't name, like, Black Pete, like, it sounds like a very subservient name, because he is a fucking black slave, you know, that fucking has to be Santa's helper, you know? But the Krampus helps no one. The Krampus has his own fucking agenda. He is fucking out there. He is independent. He is on the loose, and he's coming for you, motherfucker. The Krampus. Like, just the name. It sounds great to say. It's so wonderful. I love it. The greatest thing about Christmas is the Krampus, as far as I'm concerned. If I got no presents this year, if I got no Merry Christmas, no Christmas cards, no Christmas specials, nothing, just the fucking understanding that out there someone was spreading the word of the Krampus, that is all I fucking need for Christmas. Just to hear about how some little kid is like, I'm going to be a fucking asshole this year. No, you're not. Krampus, motherfucker. That's why you're going to be good. Because the Krampus is coming for you in the night. That's why you're going to be good. That's all I need. That's all this country needs. We were watching the Charlie Brown Christmas, Rachel and I. And it was all about, like, commercialism and everything. Because I never really pay attention to the Charlie Brown Christmas. Because, in my opinion, I've always thought the Charlie Brown Christmas is just a second best to Charlie Brown Kwanzaa. So, another Christmas
You fucking love your Charlie Brown Kwanzaa.
I fucking love my Charlie Brown Kwanzaa. Especially after we watched Charlie Brown Christmas, and then I watched Charlie Brown Kwanzaa after it, and I saw how masterfully done they fucking made that. It's so wonderful. Brown Kwanzaa.
Did Rachel watch Charlie Brown Kwanzaa?
She did. She said it was quite possibly the worst thing she's ever seen. She said, I'm a terrible person for liking it. She said, she doesn't understand why I like it. She says, it's ugly. They use bad language. And I was like, yes, that's why I love it. It's the Krampus of all of the Christmas specials. So,
I'm glad you made Rachel watch it.
Yeah, I had to. Because I had to show her how, like, it syncs up. It's especially like, okay, because it's been so long since I've seen a Charlie Brown Christmas, but I do like I don't think a stretch of time has gone by in which I haven't sat around and said I either watched the Charlie Brown Easter or Kwanzaa or one of those fucking parody movies that they did, because they're all fantastic, like the fucking Nicaraguan crab sandwich and all the rest of that. Like, it's fucking great. That shit is the best. I love it. Fucking yeah. So I showed it to her. She hated it. That's pretty typical. But. What I was gonna say was, if you already have the Grinch, so that's fine. He's done with, but he's more about like don't be a Grinch for Christmas. Yeah. Like don't oh it's terrible. Like don't be bad for Christmas. So like be a good kid and enjoy Christmas and cut the roast and give the presents to people and so on and so forth or whatever. Like it kind of more is like it's a little too late for the fucking Grinch. You know, like, he's an asshole, and he just fucking reforms for one day out of the year. No. Krampus. Like, if you want to have a Christmas special about commercialism and you're like, Christmas is not about commercialism. Christmas is about the fucking spirit of the season and how you're supposed to be good all year long, because we're all people and we're all human beings in this, fucking ball floating in space. And, we're all just trying to help each other out and love each other and everything's wonderful. That's why you need the motherfucking Krampus. You gotta keep motherfuckers on their toes. That's the Christmas special we need, is the fucking Krampus. Charlie Brown's Krampus special. That's what you need. Fucking Charlie Brown gang on the run from the fucking Krampus, because they're a bunch of fucking motherfuckers and they don't understand you have to cherish Christmas and be good. Or at least the fucking holidays. The Krampus is fucking... because I feel bad. Because I'm sure there's lots of Jewish boys and girls and Muslim boys and girls that don't know the awesomeness that is the Krampus. But they have to know it. Because the Krampus comes for everyone. If you're bad, he's like the Punisher. He's like the Christmas version of the Punisher. That's why I like the Krampus so much. Because he's fucking... he doesn't care about denomination. He doesn't care about any of that shit. Good, bad. That's all it is. Motherfucker is black and white. There's no gray in the Krampus world. It's good and bad. That's it. That's what I like about the Krampus. That's what we need. We need a Krampus out there right now. Stuck in the streets.
Oh, God.
And then years from now, they can fucking make him... he can get chopped into pieces, and they make him into a part, you know, Krampus, part robot, you know, and then fucking destroy my love for the Krampus, because fucking motherfuckers, that's why. Frankencastle my ass. No! Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you. Frankencastle's awesome.
I don't know if I can... I feel like how I imagine fucking, like, John Belushi... and although nowhere near on the levels of brilliance of the people that I'm thinking of, but just on the fucking tail end of their careers, you know, before like the fucking end is coming, like that's what I feel like right now. Like my fucking throat is getting all dry and shit, and it's fucking too hot in here, and I'm screaming and yelling through this mic, just fucking ridiculousness. Like the Krampus, really? Like I'm going out of my mind. I think I oh Jesus, what have I done?
You know what you were saying before about for Zwarte Piet or whatever, how you pronounce it? I don't know. You should look up on the internet and listen to how it's pronounced. If you look up shit on Merriam-Webster, it gives you two pronunciations. One, the traditional shit.
Yes.
And one, the much more relaxed, as is made popular by The Wire, shit. It has
Well, depending on what character you're talking about, it's not just she. If you're talking about Clay Davis, it's more on the lines of she.
It is. I was thinking Clay Davis, but they only have the.
Oh, they fucking made that longer every time they went back to him. Oh, it's so I'm so. But now I love. Now I'm in the wrong episode, but sorry, continue.
But yeah, I love how on MW.com you can click both little buttons to play it, and you have the shit, and you have someone recorded saying shit.
Oh, God.
So speaking of how people say things funny.
Oh, come on. I only got five words. I got three words from Matt and two words that I know that Mandy loves hearing me say. What else am I supposed to say besides these?
I don't know.
Well, I know everyone makes fun of my Jersey accent, so I guess besides the three things that I've said already, which are 6 to 8 black men, Charlie Brown Kwanzaa, and I guess the Krampus was my other one, of things that fucking, are awesome. Apparently, I'm going to read you some words now, because I guess how long is this now? 30 minutes? Have we gotten on long enough for this fucking thing?
We're at 31 right now.
I should be on motherfucking vacation. All right, I shouldn't be doing this. This is work. Also, there is a lot more to doing this than just fucking getting me to rant for 20 minutes. You fucking mess. And I really hope that people enjoy me ranting for 20 minutes, lest I find
out. I do.
Out,
that's
like...
all I care. I it's my joy is turning on Skype, listen to you rant, laugh for a few hours, shut it down. And if anyone else enjoys it, good. If not, fuck it. I enjoyed it.
If not, the fucking Krampus is coming for him, because they got to get in the spirit of the season and cut me some fucking slack, because I am dying from fucking Christmas, from writing Christmas cards. I have never done Christmas cards before, and I will never do them again. They are fucking horrifying. Why do people send out Christmas cards? It is the worst fucking social problem. We is beyond drugs. It is the worst problem we have in America, Christmas cards. It is the number one threat to America, even surpassing bears. Because I know... It's fine. If you want to send me a Christmas card, thank you. I enjoy it. It's wonderful. You know, yay. But the thing is, I don't want to send anybody a Christmas card. Not because I have anything against any of you. I love all of you. You're wonderful. And hugs to everybody. But fucking having to write shit out and like fucking write things on the I stutter and I have problems pronouncing words and I fucking have bad handwriting. So it's like I can't communicate in any fucking way to tell you Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or whatever the fuck you're celebrating. You know, I can't handle this shit. And especially the fact that, like, if you send it to this person, you have to send it to that person because then that person will be jealous you send it to that person. Like, it's just fucking stupid. It's there's no reason to have Christmas cards. It's bullshit. It's economically insane. Like, there's no reason you should waste your time sending Christmas cards. Everyone should just have an understanding that everyone should have happy holidays. Everything should be wonderful. You know, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Fucking no Christmas cards. No, none of that shit. Like, presents, yay. Christmas cards, not so much. So, speaking of presents, I guess I'm going to fucking read you my words. Do you have anything to add to the list before I finish up?
The only thing I jokingly added in the wave was a Asterios polyp, but that's just because I was giving you a hard time about it before.
Asterios polyp? Did I get it right this time?
You did.
Okay. That's because I just hear you and I repeat it. That's all. See, I'm good. I can do that shit where people say things and I can repeat it.
Dog.
So
there you go. You didn't repeat it.
No, I can't. That's what I'm saying. That's why I picked dog in audio because they're two words that even when I hear. That's what I'm saying. Even when I hear somebody say dog in audio, even if I try to say it differently, like dog, like dog, like I can't. I sound disgusting to myself when I try to change the way I say it. It's dog. That's how I say it. Dog. It's always going to come out of dog. Dog food. You eat dogs eat dog food. You take a dog for a walk. That's what you do. You know, you take a dog in the car, you know, go get some coffee for the dog possibly and park your car and take the dog out, you know, on its leash. Like, that's what you do, dog. That's the only way I can say it. Audio also, like, we are recording an audio podcast. Is it really that bad? Because
your dog is pretty close to, quote-unquote, normal, but your audio cracks me up.
Audio is really that bad?
I don't know why. Oh, how do you say drawer?
Drawer?
Yeah. Drawer. Like, do you have clothes in? Okay, you say it normally.
Yeah.
You're not closet, like from Long Island or something, it says draw.
No, I don't say draw. I say drawer. At least I try to get that shit right. Because like I said, I had to go for speech therapy when I was a kid. So I try to get, like I said, soldier is usually the one I get wrong. But I always try to slow down when I say it so I can get it out right. Because I'm embarrassed on certain, like certain words are really embarrassing for me to say. So I try to slow down, take it easy, process it fully. Like the word's coming up, got to say drawer. All right, okay. Drawer. Got it. So I don't... Apparently, fiduciary, or fiduciary, I believe that's the word. I should know that because I've had to write that word numerous times. Fucking because majoring economics, you kind of have to cover the word fiduciary every once in a while. It's a funny word, fiduciary. Exculpatory, exculpatory. See, it is not so much of a problem with my accent as it is with me pronouncing words. That's the problem. And Frankfurt.
Well, that sounded like some weird kind of masturbation. Exculpatory.
Well, I guess as I add shit that's not there, it's exculpatory.
It's like the first time you masturbate, it's your excavating and searching for things. It's all exculpatory.
You fucking asshole. and of course, Frankfurter. Although I think I can cover Frankfurter pretty easily because there's nothing in Frankfurter that's really that bad. It's not like it's audio apparently. So
I don't know why that cracks me up so much.
Slurpee. I'm just trying to read words that are around here because I have a metal Slurpee straw that is a really good, like it's metal, so you can basically use it as like a dart gun. So I got that on the desk because it's Slurpee. But Slurpee is like everybody says Slurpee the same way, I would assume. I don't know. What are some other fucking words? We gotta pad this out. And now we're just being boring, so and you're just fucking chuckling at the way I say audio every time. So emotions. World. Spiritual. Pale. Verb.
Spiritual bird. And pale? What are you reading?
I'm just I have a bunch of books sitting here on the desk, and I was just reading. There's another word I can't pronounce. Kurzweil, I believe. It's Ray Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines I have on my desk, and I just read the title of that. So, I don't know. Apparently, I fucking have problems pronouncing words, and apparently people like to hear me say dog and audio, and apparently fiduciary and exculpatory. Exculpatory? Exculpatory is definitely my new favorite word. Well, no, Krampus is my new favorite word. Exculpatory is second. And I think this is about it.
Yeah.
On this lovely, lovely... Hopefully nothing catastrophic is going to happen between now and Christmas.
Our thoughts and prayers go to all the people that died in that disaster. Just in case.
And damn you, whoever's responsible. We're gonna smoke you out of your holes and whatever else.
Unless it was an act of God, then it must have been for some reason.
We're gonna send the Krampus for you, because that's the only thing we got going for us. So, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all the rest of that kind of shit we're supposed to say. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday, and I hope everything's great, and there's no catastrophe or exculpatory actions that are happening against you in any particular way that you wouldn't have them happen upon you on such a beautiful holiday. So, have a good one.
Take care.
I'll see ya.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Chilling and cooling just like a snowman. So open your eyes, lend us an ear. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.